Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Time for sport now. Good morning, Padraig Lodge.
Good morning, Mary. The League Cup took centre stage in England last night and Marcus Rashford scored for the sixth match in a row as his two late goals helped Manchester United beat third-tier Charlton 3-0 at Old Trafford to reach the semi-finals. A much-changed United took the lead in the 21st minute through Brazilian forward Antony, and it wasn't until Rashford came in off the bench that further goals came. Second-half goals from Dan Byrne and Joe Linton helped Newcastle beat Leicester 2-0 to earn their spot in the semi-finals. The win keeps Newcastle in the hunt for their first major domestic trophy since 1955. The two remaining quarter-finals will take place tonight, with Manchester City away to Southampton and Nottingham Forest hosting Wolves. The British government's sports stadium safety regulator has announced a review into complaints of overcrowding and crushing by Newcastle United supporters at Hillsborough during their FA Cup match against Sheffield Wednesday last Saturday. Images and footage on social media showed congestion around the exit to the tunnel in the Leppings Lane end, with a number of Newcastle fans claiming there was a lack of stewarding. There were no immediate reports.
That's the end of the ground where the Hillsborough disaster happened in 89, isn't it?
Yes, same area.
So. But it's seated now and there aren't barricades at the front, but it looked very overcrowded on Saturday.
Yeah, and obviously the images tell their own story as well. So obviously the good point is that there was nobody injured, it appears, at this stage, but an inquiry is going to follow now. Now, as you mentioned on the programme yesterday, a medical assessment on Friday should give jockey Jack Kennedy some clarity on when he'll be able to return to race riding. The 23-year-old suffered the fifth broken leg of his career in a fall at Naas on Sunday. And on Game On last night, Ruby Walsh gave an insight into what the young Kerry man will be thinking as he faces surgery again.
When you break your leg for the fifth time, that I do know, it's not the physical pain of the bone breaking, it's the mental pain of what you're going to miss. He's 18 winners in front of Paul Townend in the Jockeys' Championship. Mm-hmm. You know, he's probably going to be champion jockey for the first time in his career. Cheltenham was on the horizon. He had a lot of big rides there. Gordon Elliott has a huge team of horses. He is number one jockey to Gordon Elliott, and he will be when he comes back. But when you're lying on the stretcher getting carted into the ambulance, for him it was a Naas on Sunday and going to Naas Hospital, like, the pain in his leg is not going through his head. What's gone through his head is, what am I going to miss? How long is this going to be? Why did it happen to me again? What do I have to do for this not to happen to me again? I can imagine all the emotions that were going through his mind, and I can understand them, and time will heal that. He's already thinking, yeah, I have a doctor's appointment on Friday. I'll see what he says. Is there any chance I could make that miracle recovery and be back in 9 weeks for the Cheltenham Festival? That'll be pushing it, but knowing Jack Kennedy and his desire, he will be trying his best to do that. More realistically, can he get back early in April? At that stage, Paul most likely will have got level, maybe one or two by him. Can he chase him and still be champion jockey? You know, he's probably clutching at some sort of straws, looking for some sort of hope, because at the end of the day, you're looking for some ray of light there.
That's Ruby Walsh, a man who's been there, done that, and broken all the bones along the way. Well, Robert Balakoon with a hamstring injury and Sean Raffel with an ankle problem have both been ruled out of Ulster's Champions Cup clash with reigning European champions La Rochelle this weekend. Prop Marty Moore is set for an extended spell on the sidelines with confirmation that he suffered a torn anterior cruciate ligament in the New Year's Day defeat to Munster. Tonight's O'Byrne Cup football game between Kildare and Westmeath, due to be played in Kinnegad, has been cancelled. Kildare have given their opponents a walkover, saying they didn't have enough players to field a team because of exams, Sigerson Cup commitments and a desire to focus on preparations for the Alliance League. And at snooker, Welshman Mark Williams defeated David Gilbert by 6-2 to advance to the quarterfinals of the Masters at Alexandra Palace.